The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, football fans, we can finally rejoice because today, in my opinion, is the official kickoff to the 2025 NFL football season, because today is the beginning of training camp. Not every team reports today, but some teams do. But throughout the week, all the teams are going to start reporting to training camp. And to me, that is the official beginning of the NFL season. Then we got preseason games coming up in about 3 weeks here. Actually, I think the Hall of Fame game's in 2 weeks, but it officially begins in about 3 weeks. And then, of course, we have the regular season beginning in September. So today is the official kickoff of the 2025 NFL season. So that's great for all of us football fans. We all have the highest of hopes today because all of our teams are making the Super Bowl today. Since training camp begins, unfortunately, injuries are going to start happening and dudes are going to be lost for the season or for the beginning of the season or for God knows how long. But that's just the way it goes. But I am excited because the Cowboys officially reported to their training camp today. So that's fantastic. That's really all I had to report on that. There's nothing really standing out because, of course, it just began today. We'll see what happens, but it's just a great day as a football fan because it's the official beginning of the 2025 NFL season today. All right, so let's get into the second half of the baseball season, which just officially kicked off over the weekend. So let's get into the top 10 MLB power rankings. Not a lot of movement, of course, because they all only played over the weekend, except for one team. One team has just shot up the power rankings. I don't know how long they're going to linger, but they are hot right now, and they got to be talked about. But they are not the number one team because the number one overall team still remains the Detroit Tigers. As a matter of fact, the Tigers are the first team to hit the 60-win mark on the season. They are 60-40 on the regular season, 4-6 in their last 10 games. And as a matter of fact, they lost to the Texas Rangers in a series this weekend. The only win they got was on Sunday, of course, when Scooble was pitching. He had another gem as well, 6 innings pitched with 11 strikeouts. And it's just the Tigers, you know, it was a slump of a weekend. But hey, guess what? They still hit the 60-win mark. And I still expect them to keep on coasting throughout the regular season. Then at number 2 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Chicago Cubs, overall record of 59-40. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Boston Red Sox. As a matter of fact, one game, this should come as no surprise to you, they had a 5-home-run game. Yes, they had 5 home runs in one game. It just kind of feels like that is what they are doing every game. They just are just knocking them out of the park, and they are right now second in the league with 523 runs. And just piling it on. And they just really, it doesn't seem like they can be stopped, but they got to look out for the team that's moving on up in the ranks. At number 3 this week on the top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Milwaukee Brewers. They are 59-40 on the season. And as a matter of fact, they just tied the Cubs for the NL Central lead right now because they just swept the crap out of the Los Angeles Dodgers this weekend. They are 10-0 in their last 10 games because they are on a 10-game winning streak right now. But they dominated the Dodgers. It was not even close. It was the weirdest thing to see that the Dodgers, they just are not playing good baseball right now. But anyways, we're talking about the Brewers, who are on a 10-game winning streak. In one of the games, they actually had 11 hits, so they just are really getting it done on the offensive side of the ball, but also with their pitching. You know, they got this kid named Quinn Priester. He is having a phenomenal season, and it kind of just feels like every time this guy comes into the game, they've got a shot at winning the game, and not a lot of runs are going to be rung up on this guy. So the Brewers putting it together right now. They are always a team that tends to do this, though. And then once we get towards the playoffs, they don't really last. So we're going to have to see what happens with the Brewers. But catching up to the Cubs is a big deal because the Cubs have had a huge lead on this NL Central. And now the Brewers are here and they might be staying. So look out, Cubs. Because if the Cubs can't keep this up, I mean, the injuries are piling up for the Cubs. So if they're not able to just continue to do what they've been doing all season, they could end up losing this grip. But the Brewers playing the best baseball in the league right now. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings, they are, you know, I haven't dropped them yet, like really far down. I almost was thinking about it. But I mean, if you looked at the rest of the weekend of baseball, really nobody stood out other than the Brewers for the most part. But the Dodgers are coming in at number four this week. They are 58-42 on the season and 2-8 in their last 10 games. And that's why I wanted to drop them, of course, a little bit lower. But like I said, when you look at the other teams and just everybody else, nobody really stood out above the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are still 58-42 and they're still the Dodgers. This past week, like I said, they got swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. And actually right now, Mookie Betts is in kind of a slump. So they've had to kind of move him around the batting order just to try and see if they could get him going offensively. And then also in yesterday's game, Freddie Freeman had a scare of an injury because he got hit with a pitch right on the wrist. And he came immediately out of the game. I mean, as soon as he was hit, he basically looked at the trainer and was like, dude, get me the hell out of here. And then when you watch the replay, it looked like you could never tell a broken bone. It's just really difficult to tell unless, of course, it's sticking out or you see it actually break in real time. But this was one of those things where it hit the wrist and he was wearing a glove. So you could see some movement, but you just don't know. Lucky for them, x-rays turned out negative. So no break. But I wouldn't be shocked if Freeman misses a couple of games here because it is a wrist injury. And he got hit pretty bad. But who knows? But the Dodgers are slumping pretty bad overall right now. But, you know, the rest of the league, for the most part, they also are slumping. So that's why I did not drop the Dodgers too far down on the top 10 this week. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another team that is continuing to move up every week, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. Overall record of 58-41. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept my San Francisco Giants, and it was pretty much dominated by them the whole series. I mean, there were flashes where the Giants looked like they were in it, but they just could not keep up with what the Blue Jays were working with. But I will say, Vlad Guerrero has not been the driving force of this Blue Jays team, which he usually is. It's been everybody else, but that doesn't mean Vlad's having a terrible season, but he did just hit his first home run in about a month. So that's pretty shocking for him. But hey, that could be a good way to start the second half of your season. And maybe Vlad's going to have a stellar second half. But the Blue Jays, to me, are also kind of like the Brewers, where, you know, they get it going, but are they able to hang on? Are they able to keep hanging with the Yankees in this case for the Blue Jays? But right now, they are one of the hottest teams right up there with the Brewers. And they keep on pushing and had a really good series against the Giants this weekend. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Houston Astros, overall record of 57-42. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Seattle Mariners. And one thing to note with the Astros is their starting pitching has actually been pretty damn good for the most part, except for Lance McCullers. You know, it looked like he was going to come back and have a pretty solid year. He came right out the gate and looked like he might be the old McCullers, but he is getting blown up. His ERA is well over 6 right now, and it's looking like they might actually send him to the bullpen because he just has not been the same dude since these injuries over the past couple of years. So he got blown up over the weekend. And then they also got some bad news in the injury department with Isaac Paredes. You know, he's been a driving force for them offensively for the majority of the season, but now he's hit the injured list. Only the 10-day injured list, so it's not like a debilitating injury that's going to keep him out for a while, hopefully. But he's definitely going to be missed in their lineup because he's been their most consistent hitter from start to finish this season. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Yankees, overall record of 55-44. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past weekend, they took the series over the Atlanta Braves. And Aaron Judge, you know, continues to add to his resume. I mean, he is already, and this is just crazy to say it, But he is, when it's all said and done, could potentially end up being the greatest New York Yankees hitter of all time. And if you just say that, it's kind of laughable because you're like, hello, they had Mickey Mantle. They've just had Joe DiMaggio. I mean, they've just had some of the, like, Babe Ruth, for Christ's sake. You know what I'm saying? They've had, like, legitimately some of the hands-down greatest baseball players that we've ever seen, ever. And Aaron Judge, when it's all said and done, could end up being the greatest Yankee hitter of all time. Over the weekend, he just tied A-Rod for sixth all-time on the New York Yankees home run list, and that puts him at 351 home runs. Obviously, he's going to pass A-Rod here any day now. But it's just crazy to think that Aaron Judge, you know, I mean, he's such a fantastic baseball player. I love the dude. But it's just crazy to just say it even out loud that, because, you know, to be a great baseball player is a great thing. But the Yankees are the Yankees. No matter how much you hate the Yankees or love the Yankees, and no matter how you feel about the Yankees, if you are a baseball fan, the Yankees are the Yankees. They are the number one. They are the epitome. They got the most championships. They've had the most Hall of Famers. They've had some of the greatest players to ever play baseball, hands down, ever. So when you say you're going to be the, you could potentially be the greatest New York Yankee hitter of all time, that puts you like at the great of the great of the greats. And so that's what we're watching with Aaron Judge. Now, obviously, a lot has to happen, but I'm just saying, he's going to pass A-Rod, obviously. I mean, he could pass A-Rod tonight. Judge can hit a home run anytime. So he's obviously going to be moving on up in the ranks, but it's just insane to think that this could potentially be the greatest Yankee hitter ever. And we're watching him in real time. It's nuts. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 56-43. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Los Angeles Angels. But Kyle Schwarber, man, this guy is just having such a great year, and already starting off the second half of the season with a grand slam over the weekend. So he's not been an issue. You know, it's just with the Phillies, they just have not been able to get any consistent baseball going, but it is the second half of the season. Harper finally had a good series because he's had a very up and down season. This has not been your typical Bryce Harper season. It feels like every time he gets going, then he's slumping. Then he gets going, then he's slumping. And that's just not typical for him. But so he had a good weekend, so maybe he's going to get it going for the second half. But overall with the Phillies, they've just been a very odd team to put your finger on. But at the same time, we still have a whole second half of the season, and this is the time where you could put it together. And this is where you get going for the World Series. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 56-44. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Cincinnati Reds. I think a lot of that had to do with Pete Alonso. He missed some time due to, I believe, a finger injury. Doesn't look like it's anything major. It was more they just kept him out of the game, precautionary. But you could tell him not in the game took a lot of offensive firepower away from them. But I did warn you that the Cincinnati Reds could potentially be a second-half team that is going to make things a little bit more difficult for some teams. I'm not saying they're going to be a World Series-bound team, but they could be one of those teams that not only makes things difficult for other teams around them, but they could be potentially one of those teams that grabs one of those last couple of wild card spots and just makes things a little bit more difficult for teams this year. And that's kind of what they did to the New York Mets. But overall, the Mets, I mean, getting Kota Senga back is great for them. But losing Alonso, that they cannot have. But it sounds like he was just out for precautionary reasons. And they look to have him back because they're definitely going to need him with the type of season that he's been having. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week, I have the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 54-45. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Washington Nationals. And Nick Pivetta had yet another gem of a game over the weekend. Now on the season, he's got 10 wins, a 2.81 ERA, and 127 strikeouts. Like I said, this guy was just coming in to just hopefully make the rotation, hopefully just kind of balance things out, make things okay for them, come in and have a solid game here and there. But no, this guy has been their ace. He has been the top dog, the most consistent pitcher for the San Diego Padres thus far. And he came right out the gate in the second half of the season and said, I'm going to keep it moving for the rest of the season. So another gem from Pivetta over the weekend. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.